Don't procrastinate. Come to our box office. Matter of fact, our box office is on location at the tent, which is right next to the Mann Center. And box office open each and every day from 9 in the morning to 9 at night. As they say, don't hear about it. Be about it.
Be about it.
Have your face in the place. Come on to get some of the soulful, soulful entertainment.
That's right. And we want to remind people now, the show leaves on Sunday. Sunday is the last show.
Well, Sunday is the last day. We pack up everything Sunday night after our 6:30 show. And then we head south, back south Monday morning. Headed to Greensboro. Greensboro, get it next. And then we end it in Charlotte. We do about 30 cities a year.
Wow.
We start in the middle of January. We go all the way to sometime Thanksgiving, a week before Thanksgiving.
That's a busy schedule.
Yes.
But you know, Philly loves the Universal Circus. Yes. And we were talking off mic about how I went the first year that you came.
Yes.
I took my kids.
Yes.
And they're now grown.
Yes.
You know, and that was one of the experiences that they still talk about, how much they love the Universal Circus, the real circus atmosphere under the tent and all of that. It's such a great thing. If you haven't seen it yet and you still hear your friends talking about it, you're hearing the commercials on the radio and you're like, get up there, get those tickets, and go see the Universal Circus. We were talking about something else too, about some of the performers who are not really accustomed to the big reaction that they get from the Philadelphia audiences when they come to the States to perform, and they see it. What, can you tell us a little bit about some of the performers? I know you have performers from all over the world.
Yes, we got performers from all over the world. The one that the conversation that you're talking about, that we're talking about, well, these were performers from China. And in China, you know, they're more laid back because it's a cultural thing. So when the Chinese are entertaining each other, they don't get that same type of, you know, we put all into it. We popping our fingers, you know, shouting this and that, shouting that. And we love that in Universal Circus. It's all about involvement, and it's all about you becoming a part of the show. You don't just sit there. You actually become a part of the show. If I say Big Top, you got to say
Circus.
You know, if I say this, then you're going to say that. You know, it's like going to church. It's
absolutely.
That call and response. Yeah, that's a natural
thing. I mean, and it's so enjoyable. And there are other circuses out there.
Yes.
But you don't get that type of enjoyment being in the audience.
Right.
Because you become, like you said, part of the show.
You become part of the show. That's what I believe set us uniquely differently than all the other shows. You know, you got your traditional trapeze artists. You got the motorcycle globe. We call it the globe of death. You got your Caribbean dancers. We have our dogs from Chile. We got the our pachyderms, which are the elephants. We have them. We call them our showgirls. The showgirls are on top of them doing their thing. And we have people from Poland. We got, as I call it, it's a gumbo. We got performers from all over the world. But the one thing about it is that once they get into that ring, it's a soulful thing. And soul is not a color. Soul is an experience.
Right. Well, I know the show changes every year. I mean, you add performers. How do they keep that high level of performances from year to year? I mean, you see new people and they're like just as good. And you're like, wow.
So far, we've been blessed. Our owner and founder, Mr. Cedric Walker, and our producer, Ms. Denise Howard, we have a certain standard that we look for. And they go around the world seeking out some unique talent, put our music to it, which might be hip-hop music, it might be old-school music, it might be new-school music, it might be gospel music, it might be salsa music, it might be Caribbean music. We put that music to the talent itself, and voila, the combination just works. It's magic.
It is. It really is. I mean, it's such a magical experience. And for us older folks to go in there and you feel like a kid again. You get to enjoy the circus again the way you did when you were a little guy, and you kind of forget yourself and you go ahead and get on into it.
When that happens, we know we did our job, because a lot of time I walk around in the audience and old school couple may say the same thing. I'm feeling like a kid again. I said, well, you know what you did? We just did our job then, because we could take you on a magical ride. Forget about your worries, your problems, or whatever, and just let yourself go and enjoy this world-class performance.
Well, listen, what's it like? I mean, moving that many people, the animals, the equipment, and all of that from city to city. I mean, that life of being on the road for, you said, 30-some cities every year.
Yes, 30-some cities. Well, there's a method to the madness, but everybody has their job that they do. Our operational manager, he has a system where we hire local laborers along with our crew. They know how to put that tent up and take it down, put them on them big 18-tractor trailers, and move them from city to city, pop it up from the next city, and do the same thing.
Bring jobs, too, when you come.
Yes, yes. We don't just come in and take your money from it. We also provide economic impact back to the community. We're hired to put the tent up, and we're hired locally to take the tent down.
That's breathtaking. I mean, to really, not just to bring that level of entertainment and fun and and all of that, but to also, you know, give some people some work while you're in town.
There you go.
That's awesome.
We believe in, you know, giving back at the same time. And, you know, like we were talking about earlier off the thing about black ownership and to show that, you know, anybody could do what we do, and it doesn't matter what color, race, or creed, you know, don't let nothing stop you. This thing started with a dream Mr. Cedric Walker had of taking world-class performers, putting them in the atmosphere that we have, and voila, here we are counting 20 years
later. You're right, 20 years later.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever think it was going to be a 20-year gig? You know,
I never thought I was going to be there for 20 years. I thought I was going to do the 10-year plan. You know, I remember the original guy, myself and Mr. Casual Cal.
We did it
the first 12 years. Mm-hmm. So I kind of said, man, I'm going to do 10 years with it. Then next thing I knew, 15 slipped up on me, and now 20 is slipping up on me, and I don't think they would have let me go anyway.
Well, Zeke, I was going to say it wouldn't be the Universal Circus. It wouldn't be the same without you, man.
I'm truly humbled. As long as the people keep, you know, asking for me and keep, you know, loving me, I guess I know what my spot is going to go.
All right, they'll listen. All right. Well, listen, Philly, you know, if you haven't been yet, or even if you have, go on back. The show, last show is on Sunday. This coming Sunday.
Like I said, let me do it again. We got one more tonight, 7:30. Mm-hmm. Doors open an hour before show. Then we have 12, 4, and 7:30 tomorrow, which is Saturday. And then 12:30, 3:30, 6:30 on Sunday.
And then that's it.
And then we pack it up and take
it. All right, people, you're looking at your last chance to see the Universal Circus for this year. So make sure you get on out there. Get over to the box office right next to the man, 9 to 9.
9 in the morning to 9 at night.
That's right. So you got no
excuse. Just come look for the big tent, and you'll see the box office right there, and get them tickets.
Well, Zeke, thank you so much for stopping by, man.
Thank you, my brother.
All right, and we're wishing you another 20 years with the Universal Circus.
Yes, sir. Let's do it like this. When I say big top, you say circus. Big top.
Circus.
You're the man, Jerry.
Big top. Universal Circus in Philly till Sunday. Make sure you check it out. Jerry Wells for Lady B, Philly's home for old school. Old school 100.3.